Welcome to the Pain to Power podcast, where we have engaging, informed, and interesting conversations on topics including women's health, the menstrual cycle, chronic pain, trauma, the nervous system, relationships, and feminism. I'm Lisa Dion. I'm a women's health coach, facilitator, and educator, supporting you on your journey of healing, recovery, and moving into a place of personal power in your body and in your life. Everyone, happy new year to you. Welcome to the From Pain to Power podcast. This is the first episode I'm officially recording in 2023 because the previous one was pre-recorded, of course, with Christmas and the holiday season. And yeah, it's good to be here. I was just sitting down to reflect on this topic, which is called On Being in the Media, before this podcast. And I was kind of thinking to myself, it's like the 6th of January today, it's Friday, and I already feel behind. I already feel behind in life. I already feel behind on my to-do list. I had this lovely intention to have a really easy, calm start into the year, and it has not gone to plan. So if you're there with me, hopefully you feel less alone. I've had a little bit of a stressful week. I've had a lot of things kind of pile up on me. Then my energy dropped quite drastically this week as well. And then my mood was quite low today. And I find it hard to motivate myself, obviously, when my mood is low. And yeah, a little bit of self-coaching, a little bit of exercise today, and a little bit of mindset work around imperfection and things not needing to be perfect or finished or anything like that. And I've just taken very much a first things first approach today. And I've had to kind of like not even look at my to-do list, but rather let myself do whatever I'm in the mood for doing. And yeah, so this is where I am today recording. And I'm really excited to be having a conversation with you about this particular topic because it has been quite present for me in the last week or so. And as I think about everything I've just shared with you there, like it makes a lot of sense to me. If I was, you know, hearing a friend say that to me back, I would be saying to them, like, obviously things don't go to plan and things are never perfect. And it's, you know, if you're really into the wellness space, which I am, and you're working in it, or you're tuning into this podcast regularly, or, and you're, you know, reading these types of books often, and wanting to feel good in your body and in your life and cultivate peace and all that. It's great work, and we do have lots of moments where we feel good and we feel happy and connected and serene and aligned and all those lovely things. But it's just not the reality. And the reality is that very often, you know, life happens and we get sick and all these things. And it's how, it really becomes about how do we relate to ourselves? How do we treat ourselves when we're not feeling great? When, you know, our word of the year isn't exactly playing out as we'd hoped, which is very much the case for me. So my word of the year, I think I shared in the last episode that my word of the year is relax. And obviously not to tell myself, Lisa, you must relax, but rather to try to approach things with a more relaxed way of being, a more relaxed relationship with myself. Even if I have something difficult to do for work, like, can I do it in a more relaxed way? And very often that means allowing for imperfection to be there and all that. So let's get into today's topic, which is on being in the media. And I do hope this is relevant for you. And even if you're not someone who is in the media or who wants to be in the media, my intention for this episode is to talk a little bit about the behind the scenes of my work, the reality of what, you know, goes on for me in my work. Some of the feelings that I have to navigate when I'm, you know, when I have some of my work be in the media, which it has been over the last while. And also this whole idea of if you've been through something difficult, like which a lot of us have in terms of trauma, or, you know, especially with things like endometriosis or chronic pain or unexplained medical conditions, or maybe you have chronic period pain or PMDD or PMS, and you've felt really let down by the medical system. You know, I personally have felt a lot of anger towards the medical system, individual doctors, individual consultants, the system at large, the culture, the way it's being talked about in the mainstream, etc., etc. And you know, when we think about that, like, that's a lot of anger for me personally to hold in my body. And then also because I'm listening to women's stories, I have my personal anger related to my personal story. And then I do feel a sense of the collective anger as well, like systemic anger that's bigger than just my story. And, you know, anger is really good, but it can be really unhealthy when we're carrying it for a long time and we don't know what to do with it in our bodies and how to channel that. And so one of the ways that I've learned to work with my anger is, actually, I'm going to like talk about that in today's episode, but it is really to channel it into something greater than me, something bigger than my personal story, you know, something constructive, something creative. And that, you know, sounds really good and exciting and everything, but it's really difficult and not easy, and it can be very messy. And also it's something that doesn't happen overnight. So that's what that's kind of what I want to talk about as well. Okay, so for some context again, I was interviewed back in December by a journalist for the Irish Independent, which is one of the mainstream newspapers here in Ireland. And I've had a lot of exposure in the media, and I think a lot of my friends and family forget that, or, you know, sometimes journalists forget that. Like, that particular journalist said to me, oh, you haven't really had much media. And I'm like, I actually have. So if you go on to if you want to read some of the articles that have been printed about my work, you can go onto my website, lisadioncoaching.com. And if you go to the About section at the top of the website, there'll be a drop down menu, and then you can just click on media. And you can just catch up on any radio, TV, newspapers and magazine articles that my work has been featured in. And so just to backtrack a little bit, when I started on this journey in a professional capacity back in, I think it was 2018 and 2019, I very early on had quite a lot of media exposure. I was interviewed by journalists for newspapers, magazines. And then I was subsequently invited on to speak on the radio. And I also appeared on Ireland AM, which is one of the main television morning shows here in Ireland. And I had the pleasure of being interviewed and got to talk about my work and, you know, the menstrual cycle and all that in the mainstream. And that was all very exciting, obviously. And it was a great opportunity to market my work and position my work. But behind the scenes, it was very, very stressful and a lot of adrenaline. And it was very early on for me in my work to have such a high level of exposure in the media. And it wasn't all rosy. So, like, some of the things that were printed about my work were not accurate. And I felt like some of the narrative was a little bit inflamed and a bit constructed and kind of twisted a little bit. They took words from my website at the time and from my blog and sort of, you know, made it a little bit more sensationalized than I would have preferred. And then also there was a particular headline in one newspaper that I didn't write about myself, but then one of my peers in the space criticized me for that particular headline afterwards. And I was only very like early on in this career, so it was a very vulnerable thing to navigate. And it, like, on the outset it seems like, oh my god, it's amazing, like, Lisa's getting all this media attention and her business is doing really well, but behind the scenes that is not true. It is very stressful. You know, getting media coverage does not mean business. It does not mean that you make more sales or anything like that. It's just, you know, it's really, really good exposure that you can use in your social media and that you can capitalize on. But it is not a priority for me whatsoever in my work. And especially in this space, because, like, obviously, as you all know, I take a very holistic, systemic approach to my work. And that is why I've created my own podcast, because that allows me to have longer, more in-depth conversations with you here and with other people. And I can take my time and I'm in my kind of like safe bubble of my, you know, my space. And I know, you know, where I sit in the industry and, you know, what my purpose is. And I have a little bit of control over the growth of my business as well. And whereas if you're in the mainstream and if you're kind of going after sort of mainstream exposure and mainstream marketing and you're sort of, you know, playing into that game, if you will, it is very stressful. You've got a lot less control. And I personally find it's hard to be really understood. And it doesn't really make sense for me to spend a lot of time in the mainstream because, as I said many times before in this podcast, a lot of my niche, if you will, is for the people who've already been in a lot of systems, read a lot of books, done a lot of courses, and, you know, they're still struggling and they need deeper help. They're kind of ready, willing to go deeper. So if you are someone who has, if you identify with that, if you recognize that in yourself, you can go to my website and book a consultation. I'm offering coaching currently at the moment, one-to-one coaching. But with that said, it doesn't really make sense for me to try and chase all these mainstream articles. Anyway, so all that to say, I am very blessed and lucky to have had those experiences, but I personally find them very, very stressful and difficult. And, you know, I'm human, right? So it can be just very nerve-wracking. Anyway, so back in December, you know, once every couple of months, a journalist will reach out to me and say, oh, I'd love to, you know, do an interview with you and feature you for a piece. And I'll, like, you know, it's part of my job to say yes to these things. And it's important for me to, you know, bring my work into the mainstream so that people can hear about this work who haven't yet been in these spaces yet or have read, you know, the books that a lot of us have already read. So I do see it as part of my role to say yes to these things. Obviously, I wouldn't be doing it every day, but it is important for me to contribute. So we did that piece back in December. And for me, it wasn't a huge deal. I just kind of thought, like, oh, yeah, like another interview with The Independent. That's super. I really like that newspaper. And the journalist offered, Katie is her name. Katie offered to interview me on the phone and to write up the piece in the first person. So we did that and that was lovely. And then she said it'll be out on January 3rd. And I was like, super. And I completely forgot about it because, to be honest, like, I don't really, like, you know, it's not, like I said before, it's not a huge big deal for me. And so I kind of forgot a little bit about it. And then I got a text from my friend Saoirse on the 3rd of January to say, she reads the paper, that particular paper, more than I do. And she saw it and she texted me. So I thought, okay, I'll go out. You know, there's a shop across the road and I went out and bought the paper. And it's nice for me to collect these things because I have it in my head that I'd like to collect these as artifacts if they're in print media. So I collect them and I just have a little shelf on my bookshelf where I store some of these articles. So I shared it on social media. And then, of course, I shared it. And then a big mainstream radio station called News Talk FM here in Ireland reached out to me and they wanted to do an interview with me. And I agreed to that. And that's when I started to struggle. I started to struggle a little bit in my nervous system because I could see that the posts that I shared on social media, I was getting a lot more traction than I'm used to. And people were messaging and I was getting, you know, new followers and all that on my social media. And then I had this interview, a live interview on the radio. And yeah, I kind of hit the threshold a little bit in terms of my nerves. I do struggle with that live media, so TV and radio, obviously, because it's such a fast-paced form of media. It's very mainstream. You know, the line isn't always great. I'm thinking about it for ages beforehand. You know, they have you on the line for a few minutes before you go live on air. It's just a lot. And I really, as you know, if you've been in my workshops, if you've worked with me, either in a one-to-one capacity or in a group, you know that I like to take my time and take lots of space, etc. So anyway, so that's just a bit of behind the scenes. And I feel like I'm kind of recovering a little bit from that. But I guess the reason why I'm sharing this with you is just to kind of, like I said at the start, with my own new year and everything, that things aren't always as they seem. And I know we all know that. And that as the place I'm in as well at the moment is, like, as my business grows, so must my capacity. So for this isn't going to happen. I don't expect this to happen. I don't want this to happen. But say, for example, the media contacted me and said, we'd love for you to do a radio show every week or every day or whatever. Or a lot of radio shows started contacting me. I think I'd have to say no to that because, at least for now, I just wouldn't have the capacity in my nervous system for that. It's too much dysregulation for me to experience something like that. So if you are, you know, thinking about your new year and wanting to start new things and create new things and be creative, or you are yourself journeying a business journey, or you're also training to be a menstrual cycle coach, we have to understand what's happening in our nervous system and we have to navigate the threshold between growing your comfort zone, growing your capacity and being stretched versus moving into dysregulation where you can't focus. And that's what happened to me, where I was doing that radio interview and like in the morning, because it was at 2 o'clock in the morning before, I couldn't really concentrate on anything else properly, even though I had support around it. And I, you know, spoke to my emotional support people to help me and everything. So the reason I'm sharing this with you is that I'm still doing that. I'm constantly doing that. Like, as you grow your creative journey or your business or your practice or even your healing and recovery journey, you won't, like, if you see yourself as a container, as like a cauldron, if you will, there's only so much of energy that you have capacity for. And so the focus can't be on like stuffing as much as we can into our container, but rather growing our capacity, getting supports, understanding the somatic experience of feeling challenged and stretched in your nervous system, having a little bit of activation, a little bit of nerves, you know, riding the wave of activation, coming into deactivation, being able to come down from those adrenaline highs or, you know, cortisol if you're pushing yourself through something, and then learning how to then expand and come down. You know, and as we all know, like, this wellness world is a lot about dysregulation and calming our nervous system and being in a calm place in ourselves. And that is really important. But also, I really like taking action, and I love being ambitious, and I love being creative, and I love taking risks and saying yes to the world. And that's the other side of it. And we can't do those things unless we learn to grow our nervous system capacity and understand what our nervous system needs in order to feel safe to grow its capacity. Okay. So I'm just using like my media story as an example of something that I get dysregulated with often. Maybe in the future, it would be beneficial for my business to be more in the mainstream media. Right now, it's not a priority for me. But if it does become an important thing for me, then I would have to really, you know, figure out how I can grow my nervous system capacity or get support with that. And then the second part of this conversation I wanted to offer you, which is, again, kind of just still thoughts in my head, but it's this piece around, you know, the anger. So I'm so lucky. I feel so excited about the reason I do say yes to the media is because it's an opportunity for me to, you know, it's an activism opportunity, even though it's not easy and I don't get paid for it. And it doesn't exactly, you know, it's not a huge investment to do that in my business, but it's an investment of energy and obviously an investment of my time. For me, it's important because we're bringing the message of like menstrual cycle awareness and trauma and feminist somatic work into the mainstream. And that is a really important piece of activism for me, because, as you know, we all know in this podcast, we're constantly working with these systems of oppression, and we, you know, the mainstream does, I think, needs to be more educated about these things, even if I don't necessarily use that language, but to be inclusive in terms of like the menstrual cycle, hormones, understanding that the cyclical nature of the body of people who have cycles, etc. And so what's exciting about that for me is, like I said before, I experienced a lot of anger in my personal journey when I was really let down. You can go back and listen to episode 3, which was my journey with period pain and endometriosis. I talked about in the newspaper article in The Independent a lot of the harm that's caused in the medical system towards women and people with menstrual cycles. Is that there is a kind of an unconscious gender bias in research and education, which is, you know, resulting in just there not being enough resources and the menstrual cycle not being fully understood. And then harm is caused. And I don't obviously think that harm is intentionally caused by the system, but it's this unconscious incompetence, as it's called. It's sort of like they don't know that they're doing things wrong or that they're not good enough compared to other doctors in other countries, etc. Okay, so it's not about me going into the mainstream media and like blaming and getting angry as much as I want to. It's actually about, you know, this is a space to be heard by everyone, by all parties. You know, doctors are human. The medical system is full of flawed human beings. The medical system is based on science, but there's never any guarantees either with medicine, as we all know. And It's about empowering ourselves, you know, learning what's right for us. And in my work, my work has really become about like education and shining a light on the things that like our blind spots, the blind spots within the system, you know, supporting people to see things that they don't see so that they can then make more informed decisions and choices, etc. And that is part of this creative work that we're doing here in my work and in the people who I'm training and supporting as well professionally. And then the second part of that piece as well is that I'm also very aware that the mainstream media can sometimes, and I'm not saying this is the case for me, but it can very often, and again, unconsciously use victims for their trauma story. And that can be re-traumatizing. And I know Dr. Jessica Taylor has talked about that as well in her work, where with good intention, the mainstream media wants to highlight a particular issue or problem or cause, and they'll bring on inexperienced and vulnerable people who have experienced these terrible things happen to them, and then it's as though they're kind of being quote unquote used for their trauma story and not then being reimbursed for that. And that can be, you know, exciting for them, but also very, very draining and exhausting. And so even for me, I don't particularly, if I was invited onto like a TV or radio, I don't really want to go into huge detail about like how awful my experience with the medical system was or endometriosis. Like, it's all there in my podcast. And so we have to be careful with, you know, why we're doing the media, our purpose with it. What are we focusing on? Who are we speaking to? Who is our ideal listener in this instance? And sort of to be empowered in those conversations. And that's the exciting piece for me, is that, you know, it's a great opportunity to start to very constructively and intelligently, critically analyze what's happening for women, what's happening in the medical system, where are the unmet needs? Let's talk about these things, but not blame, you know, the system or doctors, and also not like allow the media to sort of use us for our trauma stories. So that's just kind of what I want to just talk about, is just the behind the scenes, the role of the media, the different systems. Obviously, my work is very much outside of the mainstream and then intersectional. And then when I step into the mainstream, I'm going to have reactions and feelings and things. And, you know, that isn't easy for me. And then the role of the media. And for me personally, that is a place where I do get to channel my anger into something hopefully more constructive and creative and hopeful for the future. Yeah, so they're just some thoughts for the new year for you. As I said before, you can go and check out the radio interview and the newspaper article. They're all on my website now, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, if you click on about and then the media section. And I'm also really excited to say that I have a workshop coming up at the end of the month. So I'm going to just experiment a little bit for a few months to see how they land, if there's something that is needed in the space. But I did say that I was going to do them before. So I've called them From Pain to Power online workshops. And you can go over again to my website and I'll link all of the details or the links in the show notes of this episode. But if you go to my website and click on events, and then you go down and then it's there. The workshop is called Finding Ease with Period Pain and Menstrual Cycle Difficulties. It's a 2-hour workshop on Monday, the 30th of January. It's in the evening time, Irish time. And yeah, the whole intention of the workshop is to really, you know, talk about different ways we can support ourselves with period pain, menstrual cycle difficulties, any kind of suffering, really get clear on what works and what doesn't work, and to not take on anything that's not helpful, to support you in finding confidence and clarity with your self-care and cycle journey, and a little bit more hope and peace. And also we're going to be working with self-compassion. And so if you are someone who has already done a lot of this work, you are more than welcome to join us. There's going to be live coaching as well. It's a process piece of work, so you can bring yourself with where you are and we'll work with what's in the room. And there'll be a little womb meditation as well. So I'd love to see you there. I hope for it to be a very nourishing and supportive workshop to start our 2023. And yeah, you're more than welcome to come. So do click on the link in the show notes and it'll be online. And there'll also be a recording for anyone who isn't able to make it live. So that's it for me. I hope you have a lovely, lovely rest of your week. And I will see you next week. Bye. Thank you for joining today's conversation. This community, these topics, and the stories I share are not possible without all of you being part of the journey. If you are interested in getting more support for your own personal process, head on over to my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, to book a consultation call with me. Or you can sign up for a free course there as well. And as always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. Lots of love for the week, and see you next time.